I sang in the Christian music industry for 30 years, and I discovered that non-Christians don't go to Christian concerts. So for 25 years, 30 years, I've been singing to Christians. And my heart is to sing to non-Christians, you know, to sing to people who don't know about Christ. And how are they going to know about Christ unless we go out there and sing, you know, and participate in their events? You know, I mean, I would be doing a concert in a church. There'd be 300, 400, 800 people, and out in the street, people are going by, zoom, 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 zoom. They don't even know what's going on in the churches and don't care. And I'm thinking, the Christians aren't bringing any of their non-Christian friends to hear the concert. But then I realize that Christians go to non-Christian concerts. Christians will go to secular concerts, but non-Christians don't go to Christian concerts. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna go back, and instead of telling my story, like my testimony with words, I'm gonna sing it. So I thought, well, I'll just tell my story with music. And that's what Trip in the 60s is it's just my journey through the 60s. And I started in 1963 when I wrote Green Green with the New Christy Minstrels. It was my first gold record. And then how I left the Christies and wanted to sing Bob Dylan songs and went to California. And Roger McGuinn just put the Birds together, and I was there opening night of, you know, dancing, and the Birds were presenting their music for the first time to the world. And there was a guy there that night, Lou Adler, who called me over and asked me if I'd like to sing. I said, well, I'd love to. And a week later, or 2 weeks later, I don't remember, it was really quick, I was in the studio recording Eve of Destruction. And then that took off on a whole other journey. And, you know, so I sing all these songs. Mamas and Papas came to town, and Cass called me, so we did California Dreamin', Monday Monday, Creaky Alley. And Scott McKenzie was a dear, and still is a dear friend of mine, and I talk about how, you know, Scotty sang San Francisco with Flowers, you know. If you're going to San Francisco, well, we're going to sing it tomorrow night. And the thing about it is Scott wasn't even supposed to sing the song. John Phillips wrote the tune, but by the time it came to do the vocal tracks, John was asleep on the floor. It took so long to get the tracks together, and he couldn't wake him up. I think he'd had a little too much herbal medicine to smoke there. And so Scotty says, well, I know the words of this song. And he got up and nailed it, just sang it. And boom, it was a huge monster hit for him, you know. So we do San Francisco, then I do a couple of Freddie Neal tunes, Skipping Over the Ocean Like a Stone and Searching for the Dolphins, and John Sebastian's song, Daydream, and Hair. You know, I did the male lead in the Broadway production here. So I do all the songs, just my story of all these songs. And when you really think about it, these are the very songs, the heart cry of a whole generation from 63 to 70 that set the whole stage for the Jesus movement of the 70s. Because out of that culture, that counterculture of people searching for more than what society was offering us, you know, a whole tens of thousands of people came to know Christ in the early 70s. And these are the songs that set that stage. You know, so that's why I do the show, Trippin' the 60s. Yeah.